Welcome to Mastering the Trade, our original series on short-term trading. We hope that in the next few sessions we make you a much better trader and a more successful trader. One of the core concepts behind technical analysis is that of support and resistance. Support and resistance define price levels within which price bars move, reverse, move again, and reverse again. As prices move back and forth within these constricted areas, they eventually break out one side or the other, and move off to another level. Support and resistance, as understood by most traders, is that of horizontal support and resistance. This is a world in which a floor and a ceiling exist, and price bounces back and forth between the two extremes. But this is a very limited concept of support and resistance. You, as a hopeful short-term trader, need to understand many different concepts of why stock prices move forward and backward in order to succeed at your art. You've chosen a very difficult path. It's very easy to go and throw money at the market in a very broad time frame of holding. You want to hold a Walt Disney company for a year or 2 years or 3 years, you have a very good chance of making money on that stock. But if you pick up a stock this morning and want to hold it for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, or even a day or 2 days, you have to be very, very certain about what's happening at the exact price where you've bought that stock, where you sold that stock short. The only way that you have a real idea of what's going to happen at any given price within the stock market, within that market's range, is to understand the support and resistance factors that exist within that particular market. Now, we all understand the horizontal concept of support and resistance, that of ceilings and floors, but there are many other kinds of forces that make stocks stop their rallies and make stocks stop their falls. One of the classics is Fibonacci retracement. Now, retracement is sort of an intimidating concept for many people. Fibonacci was a monk mathematician in the 11th century who uncovered a series of numbers. Now, these numbers, 8 centuries later, tend to intimidate traders. But all Fibonacci is the concept of proportion in nature. Fibonacci is a visual mathematical process. Fibonacci can be seen in the spiraling of seashells. It can be seen in the petals of flowers. Fibonacci takes the logical side of our brain and somehow translates that mathematics into the artistic side of our brain. That's one of the reasons why we can look at a stock chart and see the proportion within the stock chart and sometimes instinctively know where that stock market, where that market of stocks will reverse. Now, Fibonacci provides support and resistance during the retracement process. When a trend moves, say, 10 points, there's a certain sense of truth that the retracement will take place and the stock will drop 5 points or it will drop 3.5 points or maybe 6.5 points. For some reasons, markets tend to reverse following rallies or following big declines at the same areas over and over again. These areas where they bounce and reverse are support areas or resistance areas. Bollinger Bands provide another form of support and resistance. This is support and resistance defined by standard deviation. Now, it's not our purpose to try to turn you into college professors, unless you are a college professor already. The important thing is that Bollinger Bands are another visual process of seeing. It's the ability to take very complex mathematical structures, put them into a visual process so that you, as a trader looking at a potential stock setup, can see opportunity with your eyes and hear it with your ears, but you don't have to write down a lot of math functions. You don't have to send it through a very powerful computer so that it spits out on the other end and tells you to buy or sell. One of the focuses in Mastering the Trade and the Hard Right Edge and even in Morning Trader was that we look at technical analysis as a visual process rather than a heavy mathematical process. It's very important that traders, regardless of their level of education, regardless of their math skills, all have an equal opportunity to make money in the markets. Technical analysis has the two families. One is the family of pattern analysis, and one's a family of mathematical analysis. Our approach in pattern analysis is the visual capacity to find support and resistance. In addition to things like Bollinger Bands, moving averages and moving average rainbows help define where stocks will reverse and where they'll move next. For some reasons, stocks tend to stop their motion at the same moving average levels over and over again at varying points in their trend. What's the reason for this? Each stock has its own signature. It has its own identity. And when that identity expresses itself, perhaps this is a fractal process where this repeating nature of itself happens over and over again. It chooses a similar moving average, a 20-day moving average, or a 13-day moving average. And whenever it's trending, it tends to bounce off that point. For some reason, the markets repeat their structures of support and resistance over and over again. Our job as traders is to find where the support and resistance points intersect. Where they intersect is where our trade setups will be. Now, the Hard Right Edge and Mastering the Trade discuss the concept of 3D charting. 3D charting is the ability to see in multiple time frames, although you may be trading in only one time frame. Now, many traders make the mistake of choosing a single time frame in which to look at stock charts and concentrating only on the action on that time frame, and then making their trading choices based on what they see in those two dimensions. The problem is that you may be trading in one dimension, but there's a wall standing and waiting for you in another dimension. If you don't know about that dimension, you will enter your trade, get wiped out, and then afterwards you'll find out why it happened. You'll think you'll see a trade in Dell from 40 to 45, and you enter your trade at 40, and right away the stock hits a wall and drops down to 35. Then you pull up a weekly or a monthly of Dell and find out that that level 40 was a support area or resistance area in the past, and that it was just exerting its force at this point in time. You as a trader, especially as you shorten up your time frame, have to focus on the time frame that's next larger in your process of trading. For example, if you're an intraday trader, you need to back up to the daily time frame in order to see the market at that level in order to make successful intraday trades. If you're day trading right now and you're not using a daily chart to look at the market you're trading, you're not doing your job and you will not succeed in the long term. The same thing with position traders. Perhaps it's just your mutual funds that you're worried about. And this isn't a course about mutual funds, but say it is your mutual funds you're worrying about. Well, you're trading a weekly chart for that mutual fund, but perhaps you should be looking at a monthly chart as well to find out where the support and resistance is. This process keeps you out of trouble and gets you started on the path to success. Now, in addition to multiple time frames, it's important to look at the market in as many aspects as possible at the same time. One of the powerful features of visual analysis of the markets is that you're able to overlay so many different processes of market support and resistance and deviation bands, support and resistance Fibonacci grids, moving average rainbows, and price support and resistance all overlaid on the same pane of information. This gives you the ability to locate points of convergence where support resistance line up, crisscross, if you will, and focus on single points of opportunity. These crisscross points of where perhaps a certain Fibonacci retracement level and a key moving average and perhaps a key bounce point for price itself all intersect at the same point defines for you the most powerful and low-risk trading opportunities that will become available. One thing in Mastering the Trade that you'll see over and over again in our discussions is the concept of cross-verification. We'll talk more about cross-verification in the future, but for now, let's just look at it as being the points where support and resistance intersect each other. And not only that the different measures of support resistance intersect each other, but you have the momentum of price moving toward that point or price moving away from that point. And when price is moving toward a point where these convergence of different elements of support and resistance exist, as price starts to approach that point, you as the trader are going to be focused on that point in order to find your point, your moment of opportunity, your price of opportunity where you should be executing your trade.